In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their exploration of Jewish music.
Let's go back and have a 2,000-year history in a nutshell. The temple in Jerusalem boasted a large orchestra and a big chorus of Levites. The last psalm, Psalm 150, sounds like an inventory of all the varied instruments in this orchestra. Hallelujah, praise God in his sanctuary, etc. Praise him with blasts of the horn. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with lute and pipe. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals, etc. Let all that breathes, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's incredible. Try to imagine it. Try to picture it, Alan. Each instrument joins in as it is mentioned in the psalm, until they all blend into this mighty torrent of praiseful sound to which the dancers keep time. Temple time 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah.
Things haven't changed that much.
Following the first exile, we hear the sorrowful lament of the temple musicians. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, as we thought of Zion. There on the poplars we hung our lyres, for our captors asked us, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing a song of the Lord on alien soil? Answering a question with a question. It goes all the way to the Bible, this style. After the destruction of the second temple, that's 70 Common Era, as a sign of mourning, there was a ban on instrumental music during worship. And this ban lasted until the 19th century, until the birth of the Reform movement in Germany. Meanwhile, it was the church that continued temple traditions. High priest, the vestments, the altar, the incense, and the music. Coptic chant, Gregorian chant, these are links to temple music. Now, we're going to stop for a moment because I have to tell you about a story about the Geniza in Cairo. The discovery of the Geniza in Cairo, in a synagogue, an ancient synagogue, it shed light on Middle Eastern and Mediterranean Jews in the Middle Ages, 1,000 years back. It was a precious collection of 330,000 discarded documents, letters. One of them was from Maimonides. Deeds, books, administrative records, marriage contracts, all thrown into this place. They were preserved because, first of all, they were written in the holy language, Hebrew, and the name of God was mentioned in many of them, and you cannot just destroy a piece of... So they were all stashed away, and they were discovered early in the 20th century, not too long ago. And
where? In a cave? Or
up in the synagogue, in an attic of
the
synagogue.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah. Among those thousands and thousands of documents, which were a treasure trove for historians, was found the earliest notated work in the history of Jewish music. Because ancient songs in the Levant, in the Mediterranean, were orally passed on. There was no written.
Sure.
How in the world did this music get written down, dating from the 1100s? And the story is fascinating. In 1102, soon after the First Crusade, a noble-born Italian Catholic priest named Johannes converted to Judaism, changed his name to Obadiah, which in Hebrew means the servant of God. And of course, a conversion among the clergy, especially while the Crusaders are pillaging Jewish communities, is most extraordinary. Fortunately, he left an autobiography written in Hebrew, also found in the Geniza, in this stash. And with it, in this book, in his autobiography, he tells about his travels through Babylonia and Syria and Palestine. And now, having been a priest, he brought with him the knowledge of medieval music notation. And he wrote this hymn to Moses. And it's fascinating because the music goes from right to left to accommodate the Hebrew text, and this piece of paper or parchment was found in the same Geniza, and it's a hymn to Moses, as I say, and you will hear Moshe at the end of every line, or who stood with God on Mount Horeb, or who in the desert brought forth water from the rock, Moses. Let's hear it. It's a 1,000-year-old tune, which was a little, you know, elaborated on by contemporary musicians, written by Obadiah the proselyte in the 1100s.
That's terrific. Great story.
Thank you.
Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts will feature a program of Jewish music entitled Fiddler Off the Roof on April 17th at 3 p.m. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.